So welcome to this interview with Wick Nixon from Wicked Wellbeing. Wick and I have been friends for many years, and I have absolutely loved being with her through her own health journey and seeing the changes she's made. So I really wanted to come into this summit and share with you because Wick is really passionate about helping you prioritize your health and your wellbeing. Since she started her membership in 2017, she's been creating life-changing shifts, not only for herself, but for her members as well. She's now a certified Fast Like a Girl coach, which means that she's trained in the science of fasting, hormone health, and metabolic healing. And when I say that, it sounds really, oh my God, what does that mean? But I've been, as I said, watching Wick go through all this stuff, and I've absolutely been spellbound and amazed at the changes. So I wanted Wick to come here and share with you today why fasting for midlife could be an absolute game changer. So welcome, Wick.
Thanks, Emily. So much to be here. Yes, long-time friends, and it's an absolute pleasure to share this journey with you as well.
So I jumbled through the introduction, but did I miss anything?
Oh, that was perfect. I might actually take that.
So as I said, I've been with Wick watching her go through this journey. So when perimenopause started, the different things that you've tried and where you are now. So could you share a little bit of that with us? Because I know that when you hit perimenopause, things weren't great for you.
Yeah.
Could you share a little bit about it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the beautiful thing for you is that I'm a couple of years ahead of you. So I'm riding the wave for you, girl. I've always prioritized my health and well-being. It's been like my number one. And I thought that I would sail through perimenopause because of my lifestyle. But it wasn't the case. I hit when I was in my late 49s. And I started to notice that I was getting different symptoms, like I was really irritable. My sleep certainly was all over the place. Never had the hot flushes or the night sweats, things like that. And from what I've been learning, I now understand why I haven't had those. But I had, you know, I started to put on the weight. And if I can be completely honest, the whole reason why I have prioritized my health and well-being is because I wanted to keep my weight at a stable level, because I just feel better when I'm at, you know, the weight that I am. And so then when I started to put on the weight, I was like, no, this is not happening to me. And I wasn't prepared to accept it as status quo.
Yeah.
And so that's when I was at about the same time, I'd already been fasting for about 5 years. Like, I'd already knowing the science behind it, but what I didn't know was that you had to fast differently for women around the hormonal cycle. And it was about at that time that someone introduced me to Dr. Mindy Pals, who is a Fast Like a Girl. She wrote the book Fast Like a Girl, and it took the world by storm, and women were getting incredible results. And so I was introduced to her, and then I just devoured all her information I could get my hands on. And that's how it all started.
Fantastic. So, we talk about fasting a lot, and I think I know what it means to fast.
Yeah.
But maybe I've got the wrong idea as well. So when I think of fasting, I think of not eating for a period of time.
Yes.
But there must be more to it than that.
Well, actually, fasting is reducing food.
Okay.
But there is more to it in terms of fasting for women and the different benefits the longer that you fast.
Okay.
Like, our body is literally incredible in terms of the healing that happens when you restrict food coming in. So the brilliant thing about fasting is it's not about restriction. It's not a diet. You can still eat an abundance of food, albeit good, healthy food, but in a shorter space of time. So what intermittent fasting means is that you are restricting your eating window. So you have an eating window and you have a fasting window. And the first place to start off is just like 13 to 14 hours. And that could be like 7, and probably a lot of people do it naturally, but it could be like from 7 or 7:30 through till 8:30 in the morning.
Oh,
But what
okay.
you've got to remember is that is when at 7:30 your eating window closes.
Yes.
So you can't just have an apple, you can't have a biscuit or a piece of chocolate because it finishes when you stop putting food in your mouth, right?
Okay. Yep.
And then going on, if you get to 24 hours, then that is, I'll just go through briefly what the different benefits are of the different time frames.
Yes.
So it is, so 13 to 15 hours is intermittent fasting starting. Then you get to 17 hours, and that's called what Dr. Mindy has named all these fasts, autophagy fast. And
Okay.
what that means is it's self-eating. So your cells turn inside because they haven't got the food coming in. So the cells turn inside and they start healing, and they get rid of rogue cells, and they, start healing and making new cells,
Okay.
which is fascinating.
It's
I just
amazing, yeah.
find it all so fascinating. At 24 hours, you it's called the gut reset, so you actually change your whole gut. So a 24-hour fast is more or equally as powerful as a course of probiotics.
Oh, really?
So it restores the good bacteria in the gut.
Yep.
Mind-blowing, free. 36 hours is where you will really unstick that stubborn weight stores. But I just want to jump in here and just say at this stage that the reason why, so we've got two different energy source systems. We've got the glucose energy system, we've got the fat burning energy system. If we've always got food coming into the body, we are never switching over into the fat burning system. Right, so as long as we're eating, we're never using that fat as our fuel source.
Okay.
So, and it takes between 8 to 12 hours for that fuel, the fat burning to start happen. And that is what is called ketosis. So,
Okay.
your body is switching into burning ketones as the fat source rather than using the glucose from the food.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so, then the longer that you go. So at 36 hours, your body goes, okay, I'm noticing not very much glucose is coming in here. Well, none.
Yes.
I need to go and find some fuel source because I still need energy.
Yes.
And so it'll really look for that, really those stubborn weight stores. And that's where women notice. That's why it's so effective for women in perimenopause and menopause and postmenopause, because often weight gain is such a huge contributing factor, and it is to do with how we have come into menopause, which I think is why I'm kind of having, now that I've really worked out my lifestyle, I'm in a
Yes.
really good place, and I actually don't have, I can happily say that I don't have a lot of symptoms. Right, so that's at 36 hours. At 48 hours, it's called the dopamine reset. So your whole body will reset all your do and produce dopamine receptor sites. So if you are feeling like you've got some depression, or you've just got some cravings, or just things like that, you can tap into the 48-hour fast, and it'll reset those dopamine.
Isn't that
I know,
amazing?
it's like incredible. But the one that blows me away the most, and is something that I have just done, and like it's a 72-hour fast, so it's a 3-day water fast.
I can't imagine it.
Literally, Emily, I could never, if you'd asked me, said to me a year ago, you're going to do a 3-day fast, I was like, heck no, there is no way I could go 3 days without food. But it's called the it's just it resets your whole system. And I've had tennis elbow
Yes.
for years and years and years, and I have done physio, I have done
Yes.
everything that I can do. I heard that it is 72 hours that your body regenerates stem cells.
Yes, okay, yep.
So it renews, and actually people pay thousands of dollars to get stem cells injected into the body.
Yeah.
Your body does it naturally. So I was really intrigued to see what it did for my tennis elbow.
Yeah,
So
okay.
now I'm not going to say it was easy.
Yep.
I took a group of 25 of us through it, girls in my membership, and it was mind-blowing. It
Okay.
was incredible, the empowerment that you have from going 3 days without food, albeit not easy.
Yeah.
It is such a huge sense of achievement
Yes.
and just an incredible experience, like absolutely mind-blowing.
I'm looking at you now. People can't see you, obviously, but your face
No.
is literally lighting up as you're saying this.
I did a video last week actually, and on my Wicked Wellbeing page, and people were like, oh my goodness, you are just on fire. Because your body is burning ketones as the fat source, which actually is the fuel for the brain.
Yeah.
And so then you have such intense clarity, you are really on fire, you're burning fat like big time. And so not only did I notice that my tennis elbow, now I'm not going to say it's fully gone away, I'd say it's at 95%,
Okay.
but I can now go to the gym and I can do dumbbells,
Yes.
and which I have never ever, I haven't been able to do for years,
Okay.
bicep curls, that's what I'm trying to say, bicep curls, because it hurt my tennis elbow, so I could never do them. So I can now do those. I won't. I haven't been back on the tennis court yet, so that will be a really big indicator for me. But I've had 3 kids by cesarean,
Yes.
right? Ever since I've had my scissors, I've had this pinching in my scar, and
Okay.
whenever I would cough, it
Yes.
would pinch in my scar. If I was lying down in bed and I would sit up to upright, it would pinch in my scar, and actually it would be excruciatingly painful, and it would like take my breath away. If there was a certain movement that I would do, it would, pinch me. It's gone.
That's amazing.
And I was telling my husband, and he goes, oh, so you're saying it's because of your fasting? And I'm like, it absolutely is because of my
Else has
fasting.
changed.
Nothing else has changed. Exactly. And I
Yeah.
was lying in bed and I coughed and I went, oh my gosh, I didn't feel that in my scar. Because normally I have to be really careful.
Yes.
I have not had that pinching, and I am nearly post a week.
That's
So
amazing.
it's amazing. It is amazing. And the other thing, I had this pain in my heel of my wrist, had no idea what it was, just completely went away. It's
Gone.
gone. It's amazing.
Incredible.
And yeah, so it is incredible what happens when you take food out of the equation.
See, I love food, just
Yeah.
like you.
Yeah, but
But I get angry.
I'm a massive foodie.
I know you're a huge foodie, but I get really angry. So tell me,
So
is it
that used
something
to
that you're
be
going to
me.
look at? Okay.
That is used to be me. I used to be the person who was so angry. You asked my husband. He was like, you don't get, if you're out of food, you just need to get her food, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
And I always had breakfast. I always took snacks with me everywhere I went.
Yes.
However, when I learned the science, and I had a need. I didn't want to, my hormones were all over the place.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be putting on the weight.
Yes.
So I wanted a difference. And
Yeah.
this is, I wanted a change. I wanted a solution that actually worked. And I had learned so much
Yes.
that I knew that this worked, and I was prepared to. I've never said to my membership girls that I'm an expert. I'm on this journey. Come with me.
Yeah.
But it was because of that that I then did the certification, Fast Like a Girl coaching, because I wanted deeper knowledge and I wanted to be able to teach it strategically.
Yeah. I find it really interesting because you don't fast all the time, do you? You do it
No.
periodically, don't you?
And that's what Dr. Mindy teaches, and that's what we've learned as certified coaches, is that you fast differently for women as opposed to men.
Yeah.
Men can be totally different to the way we do it. We need to fast around our hormones,
Okay.
And our cycle. Now, if you're a cycling woman and you've still got your cycle, you do it on a 28, 30 day cycle. Perimenopause, whereas where I'm sitting, it's a trickier time because you don't have a regular cycle and you're no longer postmenopausal, but you do it on symptoms. It's not something that I'm going to go and dive
No,
into
no,
more
no.
here, but and then if you are postmenopausal, it's actually the easiest time that you can fast because you no longer, even though you still have to honor your hormones, you don't have a hormonal cycle. So you can actually do a weekly variation. Yeah. And so I teach a couple of different weekly variations depending on what your goals are, whether it's, you need to lose a bigger amount of weight or you just want hormonal or you want your gut reset. So there's different ways that you can go about it. And yeah, it's just a really, really powerful practice and it gives women hope.
Yes, but
Women are
you don't
so
have to use the
struggling.
HRT. You don't have to use,
No,
there's
and
other options.
if you choose to use HRT, because I am on HRT, but it doesn't mean that you don't, it's not a free ride that you don't need to do lifestyle changes. The reason why mine is working so well, because my HRT is working well, but I'm also implementing these lifestyle changes. And it's just seamless. And there are benefits to being on HRT anyway.
So what I'm hearing is, because I can see how lit up you are with the benefits and what you've experienced last week doing this 3-day fast, which is just amazing. But what I'm hearing is how important it is that you actually are getting the support. So you're leading a group of women through this with you, but you're actually doing it together. And you said it's hard, so I can see that you're relying on other people for that. I guess a focus or a support, or how
Yeah.
important is that?
Can I actually just jump back for a second and come to that question? Because I didn't actually answer your question when you said, I love food. I really get hangry. So what I would say, because listeners might be listening to this and going, oh, that's quite fascinating, but I could never do a 3 day. I've been fasting like this for 2 years, right? So I started off with like 13 to 14 hours. Just start with pushing out your breakfast by 30 minutes and seeing how you feel. And like I've just had an email from a lady and she said she had no reason, like her menopausal symptoms were absolutely fine, but she listened to a few podcasts that I'd done and she was like, I was really fascinated. And she started doing, she said, I couldn't believe how amazing I felt. So it's tuning into your body and how you feel, and then understanding the benefits. And I know that I've got a guide that people can download, so we'll talk about that at the end. But that is understanding what the sciences and the health benefits are of each fast, and then it's just starting. It's just pushing your eating window out. And just experimenting. And if that's okay, just go a little bit further. And that's kind of how I started. Yeah.
And I
Now,
guess
yeah,
if
sorry.
you're doing that as well, then how you break your fast becomes really important as well.
100% it does. Yeah. That's
Cool.
another conversation.
Yes. So how important is it though that you have support around you when you're doing this?
Well, so there is no way that I would have done a 3 day fast if I didn't have my membership girls doing it with me. And so many of them said there's no way that they would have done it either. So it's just having women are designed to be together. When we're designed to be in community, we're not designed to be in solo. And the really difficult part about this time and stage of life is even there's a lot more people talking about menopause. You'll be hearing it everywhere. And so everyone's got their fix on what is going to work for their customers and clients. This is my niche. This is what I'm, finding is working really well. And so doing it together is so empowering because everyone's cheering each other on. And if you've got questions or if you're feeling, really rough, then you put it in and go, someone else will say, oh yeah, I am too, but we can do this. Or, if it's fasting, there is no failed fast either. I was saying to the girls last week, if you feel like stopping at 48 hours, do that. They're like, oh, I can push through. And some stopped, you know, it is, but having that community is so essential, and it makes us feel less alone because some women aren't talking about it. They actually don't know what's going on in their body, and they're like, I'm losing my mind. And so if you're in a community, you know that you're actually normal, and that is gold.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So I guess, you know, if anyone's listening to this and they're going, okay, I'm ready to give it a go, you know, they can start by just pushing their breakfast out and, you know, giving it half an hour extra, half an hour extra, and just or finishing their dinner earlier in the evening. So they sleep through it. You know, there's ways that they can start playing, but then when they want to actually go further and understand more, then, you know, joining something like your membership is a great way to get the support and be with a group of people also doing the same thing.
Well, the thing is that I've done the research, I've broken it down, it's all in modules, you know, it's really strategic. There's action plans, there's guides, there's it's just if you want to fast track your progress. And you know, and also be in a community. And there's, you know, loads of we have guest speakers and, you know, healthy habit challenges and just
Brilliant.
bringing the community together. Now, I just want to jump in here and just, I don't know if you were about to ask this, but just in case.
Is there anything we need to be aware of?
Yeah, thank you very much. So just for those who have got an eating disorder or had an eating disorder, just it is something that you can do, but just be careful and just engage your health professional or just have someone who is supporting you. I know that Dr. Mindy has worked with a lot of people with an eating disorder and has completely changed their relationship with food, but you just have to have someone who is supporting you or knows what you're doing. The other place, if you're trying to get pregnant, it's not for you because you need to be getting as many nutrients in as possible. Diabetics, it can definitely help as well. However, again, you 100% need to be engaging your health professional and knowing that they know what you're doing. And then lastly, if you're breastfeeding, just you can fast, but don't go over the 17 hours because that's the autophagy fast when your body is dumping the toxins into your breast milk. So you don't want to be, so I'd say safely keep it down to around 15 hours just for those that are breastfeeding.
Brilliant, brilliant. That's it's amazing. As I said, you're literally lighting up as you're talking about what you've been doing, and I've been watching you go through this journey for the last few years as you've been exploring it and experimenting, and I love it, and I love that you're able to share it with our audience today as well. You do have a free download available, The Benefits of Fasting, which will outline that those timelines you were talking about.
It
And
goes right through from intermittent fasting all the way through to the 72-hour and what the different healing benefits for the body are at those different stages.
so if anyone wants to
It's
look into the detail, they can go and download that one.
just the first place to start is just grab that wickedwellbeing.com/fasting-benefits.
And I'll put that link in the show notes as well for this.
And that can just, you know, and then you'll be sent a bit of information around the fasting, and it'll just get you piquing your interest. This is for anyone who has dabbled. And some people might go, I've tried fasting, but it doesn't work for me. It may be that you know, you haven't been doing it around your cycle. You've been doing it the same, you've been fasting the same the whole time, and you're not varying up your fast because your body just gets used to it. You might have got good results initially, and then it stopped working. So there are, it 100% works for menopausal women, but and you know, each one of us is different. You and I are totally different. We need to find our own path.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Wick. Thank you for sharing with us today. And I'll put all of the links and information about Wick's free download and the membership in the show notes. And as I said, if you could see Wick sharing this, she's absolutely lit up. So thank you very much for your time. Is there anything else that you wanted to add that I haven't asked about?
Oh, look, I could go on and on and on. But I just think if you're looking for a different way, if you're looking for an alternative that it actually, you know, as I said, it works, then just give it a go. You've actually got nothing to lose. It's free. It's incredibly empowering. When you take food out of the equation, it is incredible. So, yeah. And just if you've got any questions, reach out. I'm happy to help.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Wick. Thank you for your time.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure.